March is tournament time. It's true for college basketball fans. It's also true for Philadelphia's brightest young minds. Last year, the city held its first ever championship for Quiz Bowl, an academic competition pitting school versus school in a battle for trivia supremacy. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt recently attended Philly's second city Quiz Bowl championship and followed one team's quest for an upset victory.
Wittenberg, oh, it's a long ways.
David versus Goliath. It's a theme that comes up a lot this time of year. Usually it's accompanied by screaming fans and blaring bands, but at the Quiz Bowl tournament held at Friends Select School in Center City, David wasn't holding a slingshot or a basketball. Instead, he was fiddling around with a Rubik's Cube. That's William Zhang, a senior at Carver High School of Engineering and Science in North Philadelphia. And he can turn and twist that cube amazingly quickly. When I found him, he was waiting for the Philadelphia tournament to start. And while all the other kids chatted and joked, Zhang alternated between his Rubik's Cube and a series of flashcards. I'd approached him really randomly because I wanted to ask a player about Quiz Bowl, which I'd never seen before. And he seemed like he knew what he was doing.
Who are like the strongest teams?
Friends Select is the strongest. And after that, it should be us.
Zhang and his teammates explained the rules to me, and it boils down basically to this. A bunch of really smart kids answer a bunch of really hard questions over and over again.
I kind of like to call us a lovable band of misfits. We are the nerds that don't even fit sometimes with the other nerds.
That's Shan Hogan, a teacher at Carver and the team coach. She loves Quiz Bowl so much that she started her squad in 2013 before Philly even had a tournament. 2 years later, a Penn PhD student named Chris Chiego decided to start a Philly Quiz Bowl league. On Saturday, 18 teams from 10 schools showed up for the second ever championship.
I do think that sometimes we get the people that have this knowledge in their head that might be obscure and random, and it might fit in nowhere else, but it fits in with us. And I think that's sort of the people that end up finding us.
I'd been told that Carver has a strong team. And once the matches began, I realized just how strong they were.
More precisely, a perpetual motion machine cannot exist as this kind of system.
A modulo P, where P must be.
They once used a preservative called binerosol.
It was a blur of big words and buzzers. And Carver was like a trivia tornado blowing through each team in their path. Carver is a selective magnet school, but even against other magnet schools, they stood out. First, they took down a team from Central High School, then it was Masterman. The top schools in the city were no match for the Carver Quartet.
You played really well, right? We need to keep that intensity up, right? So the next match is Rush B.
And as the day wore on, I learned bits and pieces about the Carver team. Sue Lee had immigrated from Cambodia. Hassan Talouli's parents fled Palestine when they were young. Muhammad Iman arrived from Bangladesh when he was 10. Muhammad was the team's ace on sports trivia, a subject he'd learned from his grandfather, who was a sports nut.
He used to watch all the Phillies game, the Eagles game, and sometimes hockey. He used to have a radio right next to him every day, and at night you'd hear the Phillies game is on every night.
They were each from a different part of the city and the world, and together they seemed to know everything. By the afternoon, they'd won 9 straight games. Only one opponent was left, Friends Select. Carver had never beaten them, but they'd also never played this well.
But if there's a day to beat them, today is that day, right?
Today is that day.
Today is our day.
Friends Select is one of the oldest and most prestigious schools in Philadelphia. Carver's team, meanwhile, had to hold bake sales just to cover the cost of getting to and from tournaments. Of course, the Friends Select kids seemed perfectly nice and may well have overcome their own obstacles, but it was hard to deny the whiff of a Hollywood ending. An underfunded public school up against a private school juggernaut. Could David pull it off?
Second place goes to an amazing day played by Carver A. Very nice.
The short answer was no, they couldn't. As good as Carver had been all day, Friends Select was just that much better, that much quicker, that much sharper. Of course, teenagers can be remarkably resilient. By the time the trophies were handed out, the Carver team was making nerdy inside jokes with their coach.
And you got Flaubert. I was so happy.
You got Flaubert.
He did. Yes. I was so happy. Because remember last time I had been like doing like visuals, I mean like Flaubert. Nobody got it. And
perhaps the kids had learned something about teamwork or hard work or whatever. Because if the competition was any indication, they already knew everything else. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.